Hey, what's going on, everybody? Chris Meany here. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here at FTN. Thanks for taking the time to hang out. We're going to get to some live shows here in the next couple of days at FTN. I have some NHL props and some MLB props I wanted to share with you guys today. As the NFL draft creeps closer, we will have some NFL content coming up, some NFL prop videos. We will really take care of the NFL draft here over the next little bit. Also, a friendly reminder, our FTN Fantasy Show is on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio from 2 Eastern to 3 Eastern, covering the NFL draft. We've been live, myself, Dane Martinez, basically every day, 4 days, Tuesday through Friday. This week is Wednesday through Friday, and then next week we'll be with you guys from Tuesday through Friday as well. Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, Channel 87, talking everything, all sports. It's been a blast over at Sirius XM. So if you want, check us out over there. And again, a lot of heavy NFL content over the next couple of days. But 8 games on the ice tonight in the NHL. You got to be careful with some picks and props at this time of the season. Certainly waited out with certain teams. You know, certain teams are not playing for anything, like the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, are they going to play their guys? Nikita Kucherov tonight, most likely going to play as he chases down the Art Ross Trophy and potentially the Hart Trophy as the league's MVP. But there are certain teams that are not playing for anything that may rest some players. So I'm attacking some games that I think are meaningful here. For example, if you're playing DFS tonight, the Detroit Red Wings, Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Islanders, Washington Capitals, all in must-win situations tonight. The Boston Bruins taking on the Capitals. They can clinch the Atlantic Division with a W tonight. The New York Rangers with a W tonight against the Ottawa Senators can clinch the Metro Division as well. So those two teams I do expect to try and get a victory tonight. And of course, with Boston 2 games left, they can rest if they take care of business this evening in Washington. So attacking meaningful games. We're going to start here with Cole Caulfield of the Montreal Canadiens, over 3.5 shots, minus 125 at Bet Rivers. Cole Caulfield is on a heater right now. 7 goals in his last 7 games. Got 27 on the season, a new career high for him set on Saturday against the Ottawa Senators. He has 54 shot attempts over his last 7 games. That's 7.7 shot attempts in all strengths over his last 7. He has at least 4 shots on goal in 5 of his past 6. He has 31 shots on goal over that span, which is 5.1 per game. 3.4 shots per game is what he averaged last season, up to 3.8 this year. Over the last month, at 5-5 per 60, according to our friends over at Natural Stat Trick, Detroit has coughed up the 5th most shot attempts and the 8th most shots allowed at 5-5 per 60. So attacking this same game on the other side as well, because I do feel like we'll see some fireworks tonight. Montreal, over that same time span, 2nd in shot attempts and 6th in shots allowed. Both Montreal and Detroit are inside the top 10 in scoring chances allowed at 5-5 per 60 over the last month. So we could see some offense. How about Alex DeBrincat and Lucas Raymond each for a point? DeBrincat is minus 140 over at DraftKings. Raymond is minus 135 over at DraftKings. DeBrincat has five points and 13 goals. Let's start that over again. DeBrincat has 5 points and 13 shots on goal in his last 2 games. Raymond enters on a 4-game point streak. He has 4 goals and 8 points over that span. They're going to play with Dylan Larkin. This line tonight should be a handful for Montreal. The Canadiens are among the leaders in penalties taken, and they don't have a great penalty kill. And Detroit has everything to play for here. Larkin has 7 goals and 13 points in his last 11 games since returning to the lineup. Remember, he missed a couple weeks and Detroit really struggled. Larkin's been back in the lineup. They're playing much better. A lot of overs really in Detroit's games this season. But Larkin's playing heavy minutes. This line should be leaned on a lot. And again, what is a must-win situation for them. So taking a look at some fun props here over at Bet365, Raymond, Larkin, and DeBrincat all for a point at plus 225 over at Bet365. For each of these guys to have 2 points each, it's 16-1. And same sort of deal with Montreal. Suzuki, Caulfield for points at plus 110. Suzuki, Caulfield, and Slavkovsky for 2 points each at 12-1 at Bet365. But I like the singles here. This is just some small little sprinkles on some 2-point parlays at Bet365. But DeBrincat for a point, Raymond for a point, we got Caulfield for 4 shots, and I think Slavkovsky's some pretty good odds here at DraftKings at minus 120 to pick up a point. The sophomore forward has 17 points in his last 17 games, averaging nearly 4 more minutes per game over the final 3 months of the season, basically since the calendar turned to 2024 compared to the first couple months of the season. He's really getting leaned on as well, just like some of these other players in the top lines for Detroit and for Montreal. So we're going here with Slavkovsky for a point. The final NHL prop that I have here tonight is Pavel Zacha for a point at minus 130 at DraftKings. As I mentioned, Boston, a win today. Florida can't catch them. The Panthers only have one game left. Boston has two. So if they get the W, they get first in the Atlantic, and they avoid what would be a tough matchup with the Leafs in the first round. I hear you laughing on the other side here. Zacha, though, and this guy's hit the score sheet in 15 of his last 18 games. 21 points over that span. Continues to get disrespected by Vegas. To see him around minus 110, minus 105, minus 130 for a point every single night. Continues to play with David Pastrnak, who's Boston's best player, one of the best goal scorers in the NHL, at 5-5 and on the power play. So I like Zacha to continue to hit the score sheet tonight against Washington, and also just going to take Boston on the money line. There's a little bit of juice here. Of course, it's a must-win situation for the Capitals. I haven't seen a whole lot from them this season from an offensive standpoint. Yes, Ovechkin's been great over the final, 2 months of the season, but the Bruins are going to take care of business here tonight. Minus 155 on the money line on DraftKings. A handful of games around the diamond as well. I'm going to start here with my favorite MLB pick. It is the over between the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros at 9.5, minus 115 at BetMGM. I also like both teams, team implied totals as well. Their team total, Atlanta is at 4.5. It's slightly juiced. 5.5 is plus money. It's all about the pitchers here today. Darius Vines is going to get the ball for the Atlanta Braves, and then Spencer Arrighetti is going to get the ball for the Houston Astros with the Framber Valdez injury. Arrighetti's getting an opportunity here. He only has 3 innings of big league experience, and it wasn't great. He faced the Royals. He gave up 7 runs on 7 hits. He walked 3. He has crazy high walk ratios in the minors. 36 walks and 64 AAA innings in 2023. You cannot be walking guys when you face the Atlanta Braves, or else you're going to give up a crooked number. On the other side, Vines has 20 innings of MLB experience last year. He gave up 9 runs on 15 hits, including 3 homers. He walked 7 batters and only struck out 14. So two pitchers here today getting the ball that lack control against two offenses that can bring it. They make a lot of contact. They don't strike out a ton. Patient at the plate. A lot of power up and down Atlanta and Houston's lineup. So taking the over 9.5 runs, minus 115 at BetMGM. I don't take too many run lines here, but I am taking the Philadelphia Phillies minus 125 at Bet365. Aaron Nola versus Cal Quantrill, an absolute mismatch in terms of pitchers here today as the Phillies are at home against the Colorado Rockies. For Quantrill, he surrendered 12 runs on 21 hits already, 4 homers. He's got a 6 K per 9, a 3 walks per 9, which is brutal, an 85% contact rate. Anything at 80% or above, massive red flags. We know that he pitches in Colorado, but two of his three starts have come on the road. In the two road starts, 13 hits, 9 runs, 2 homers in the 9 innings away from Colorado. So no excuse. 82% contact rate for his career. The 85% contact rate is extremely alarming. He's not getting any swing and miss. He's struggling with command. The Phillies should be able to get to him on the other side. They have their ace in Aaron Nola on the bump. So taking the Phillies on the run line to win by 2 runs at minus 125. And the final bet I have here, the Texas Rangers on the money line at minus 115 at BetMGM. Michael LaRozan's not a pitcher that I love here, getting the ball for the Rangers. But Reese Olson, I do see some upside in his game, but so far it just hasn't been there. 10 innings, 5 walks, only 7 strikeouts. He's given up 5 runs on 10 hits over those 10 innings. He's walking 5 batters per 9. Again, just like I talked about in the Atlanta and the Houston game, when you are walking, 3 or 4 batters per outing, you're going to give up some large numbers and some big runs. And I don't expect them really to last too long in this game anyways. It's a very small sample size. Again, only the 10 innings, but Reese has some high walk rates in the minors as well. So I'm taking the value on Texas. I think they have a better lineup. Lorenzen's a better real-life pitcher than a fantasy pitcher. Maybe he can limit the damage for 4 or 5 innings here, but I think Texas will get to Reese, so I'm taking them on the money line at minus 115. Again, subscribe to our FTN YouTube page. We'll have some live shows doing some NBA series previews as the playoffs tip off this week, so we'll talk some NBA playoffs. We're also having an NHL playoff bracket challenge over at Dangle Batselli, so look for that. I will tweet that out today at Chris Meany. So good luck on the ice and around the diamond, and we'll catch you soon. Cheers.